Sometimes when a loved one face problems, and earlier where we would be very much grief struck when they had serious problems, but now after we become devotees, we try to philosophically understand that problem. You know, maybe it's some past karma or that destiny is unavoidable. So, and that way we don't get that much disturbed. So, but is not being disturbed when our loved ones in distress, is that a sign of heartlessness or is that a sign of our escaping our responsibilities? Yeah, see, there are three different things which shouldn't be confused. There is the detachment, there is apathy, and there is insensitivity. Detachment means one is not emotionally invested in something. Apathy is when one doesn't care for it at all. And insensitivity means one does what one wants to do, and whatever way it affects others, I don't care. So they are quite different. I'll explain this a little bit more. So I would say in this case, insensitivity and apathy both will fall in irresponsibility. So there can be a lack of emotion in a particular situation for various reasons. One is because one doesn't care at all. Or there can be a lack of emotion also because one cares for something higher. Say for example, you know, if there are parents and their son is going to the army's home, going to the army, and where the army is going to fight a war. At that time, naturally, the parents will be worried, what is going to happen to my son? But at the same time, they will bless their son to go for the war. If they love the country, then they will naturally bless them and they will want the child to go because there is naturally affection to the son, but there is also a higher affection. There's a sense of a higher duty. So now, there can be cases where the parents and son have no relationship only, and the parents don't care what the son is doing. And okay, you just go, whatever you want, it's your life. You go there. We don't care. You never listen to us, you know, and whatever. So that same parting, that son going to a war zone, that can have different emotional dynamics involved over there. So similarly, when we practice bhakti, it is not so much of becoming emotionless or heartless. It is more of getting a place where we invest our emotions higher. And once we invest our emotions higher, then higher means in Krishna and in our relationship with Krishna, then it is not that we are not affected by other things, but we are not that much affected. So when is it that if our loud when it would be that it's heartless when our loved ones are having some trouble? That is when if we don't care for them at all, we don't do anything at all for helping them when we have the capacity to help them. So in that sense, if we are neglecting what we can do for them, then that is irresponsibility, that is heartlessness. But if we are doing what we can, and then beyond that, we know there is not much more we can do. So sometimes our mind makes us think that, you know, to worry is my duty, isn't it? And if I'm not worrying, then I'm not doing my duty. But I would say that the sentiment underlying it is correct. But there are two emotions which can be similar. One is planning and preparing for the future, and the second is worrying about the future. So in terms of what we are looking at, both are similar. We're looking at the future. But the difference between planning and worrying is primarily in terms of who is in control. Either I am in control or my mind is in control. When my mind is in control, my mind randomly takes me to this possibility, that possibility, that possibility, and I just get paralyzed. So I don't think of anything constructive to deal with the various possibilities that might be there. Just so the mind is in control, and I'm just like, it's like the mind is showing us a horror movie, and they're getting more and more and more horrified. They're doing nothing with it, and that is actually very disempowering. In fact, we will sometimes what happens in some cases, you know, one person faces a problem, and on hearing that problem, the other person gets so anxiety filled that then dealing with that person becomes an additional problem for the first person, isn't it? So that's why sometimes in some families, you know, when some the elder or someone, they're going to through a problem, they may not tell their other family members also, I'm going through this problem. Because their reaction may add to the problem. So it's not that excessive emotionality is a sign of affection. We may say it's a sign of affection, but excessive emotionality can become a burden also for our loved ones. We may say, I'm caring for you, but in caring for you, we are actually adding to their burden. That can also happen. So so that is about worrying. When we are planning for the future, that means we are in control. And we take our mind to the future, okay, this is one thing that can happen. And then what can be done if this happens? Okay, this is something can happen. What can we think about this happens? And then we are our thinking is more productive. It is not just wandering. And we may not come up with solutions, but at least we come up with some action points. Okay, this is what can be done if this happens, this can be done if this happens, this can be done if it happens. And usually speaking, after worrying, we feel more fearful, more disempowered. Whereas after planning, we feel more prepared, more confident. While planning is good. And if our loved ones are facing problems, then we should plan. Okay, so if this is what has happened to them, then what are the solutions? You know, if now this has happened, if this happens, we can do 1, 2, 3. If this happens, we can try this 1, 2, 3. So planning, now it is not that our plans will necessarily work out, but at least we are more prepared. So when something very serious has happened to them and we are so lost in our own life that we don't even think about it, and that could be a sign of heartlessness. But one extreme is heartlessness, but the other extreme is sentimentality, where there is so much control of emotions that there is nothing productive happening, right? So no emotions being invested and excessive emotions being invested in something, both are undesirable. Now, once we start practicing bhakti, the philosophy does help us to deal with problems, whether it is in our life or in others' lives. So it is not that the philosophy, it is possible sometimes that the philosophy can make us heartless, but it is not necessary. If, for example, if somebody has faced a serious problem, somebody has just maybe lost some loved one or something, and we dump our philosophy on them at that time and say, you know, it was your own karma because of this happened, that would be horrendously heartless to speak like that. So nobody does. So we see in the scriptures, when Draupadi is dishonored, it is not that anybody tells her it's your own karma because of this happened. They all say it's unjust and they try to correct it. So in that sense, trying to explain away the problem by philosophy, that is not at all proper. The problem is real, and sometimes for dealing with the problem, some philosophical explanations can help us. And if they help us, we accept them. If they don't help us, then we put them aside. It's not my business. So for example, a senior devotee falls very sick, and I start thinking, you know, I thought you were a very advanced devotee, but you have fallen sick, you got this disease, that means you must have done very bad karma, you know, that's why you got this disease. If I start thinking like that, then where will be my service attitude? So I have to see what is the best way in which I can act in the situation. So now, if your parents are going through a very difficult situation, you know, at the very least, if your parents know that, you know, you are safe, you are secure, then that is one worry less for them. If they come to know that you are also completely emotionally shattered by this, and you are very grief struck, then that becomes like additional worry for them. So in that sense, we it's not that we are being heartless. We're actually doing what we can in our power. So you know, it's in one sense there's physical limitation. You are here, they are there. How much can you do from here? So if you feel that you are not doing much for them, it's possible you can take up some special devotional practice for them. Maybe you can chant some extra rounds on a daily basis, or you can maybe there's some Narasimha Kavach mantras, some special prayers to Lord Narasimha Dev. You can plan that, you know, you'll recite. It doesn't take much time, but you can recite it once a daily or something like that. If you have an inclination for astrology, you can consult astrologers about specifically what you can do. But it is not if you don't have that inclination, there's no need to do that. But in general, intensifying our devotional practice in some limb which we feel inspired to do, that can also give us a feeling that yes, I cannot do anything tangibly right now here, but at least I am doing this. So whatever feeling that is there in our heart that maybe I don't care enough, you know, it's a feeling which at one level it's not true, because then what can you do in this situation? But if you can't, but still that feeling is there. If that is what you need to address, then you can address it by doing something tangible. So some devotees, they chant some extra rounds. Chanting extra rounds is quite common, but that is not the only thing. You may decide that, okay, this Chaturmasya is going on, so maybe I will do some Bhagavat Parayan. You know, I'll read Bhagavatam every day, or I will do Kirtan every day, or maybe I'll make an extra offering to the deities or whatever. You see what is practical and what inspires you. And that way, you can, and whatever bhakti you are doing, that you can offer to them. We pray to Krishna, you know, please, you eat the fruits of this, help my parents, help my father. So that way, if you do, you'll also get a sense that I'm doing something tangible for them. And if circumstances come where, a situation comes where there is something which is tangible, which you can do for them, then surely you'll be ready to do it. So if, let's say, the heartlessness happens when, first of all, we don't even think, or we don't sympathize with their problems, we don't even think about their problems, or that's in terms of thoughts, or second is we don't do anything practical when we have the capacity to do. But it is not that just being anxious is a sign that I care a lot. That is, yes, we do care, but you know, love is expressed, or love is seen not just by the expression of emotions, it is seen also by the restraint in showing emotions. So sometimes say, now, if you have a child who is to go to college for higher studies, now as a mother, you may feel very, I know my child is going away from me for the first time. But if the child is also sentimental, also overall sentimental, he says, my mother is crying and I will not go to school. No, at that time, you know, you may have to, your love will come out not just by guys, you may still bless him and hug him and encourage him to go. So sometimes love is shown by expressing our emotions. Sometimes we may show our love also by restraining our emotions. And some people may feel that when we are restraining our emotions, we don't care. But it's not necessarily like that. In the Bhagavatam, it is said that when Krishna was going from Kurukshetra to Dwarka, so at that time, Draupadi and all the other Kuru ladies, they were crying because Krishna was leaving. They were very grief-struck. But then at the last moment, they said that they did not let their tears come out. Because it is said that when a warrior is going away, you know, if tears is the last thing that they see, it is considered inauspicious. So they restrained their emotions at that time. All the tears were there, they did not let it come out in the eyes. So it's not that just effusive emotionality is necessarily the sign of affection. It's no. So by staying composed in the situation, by doing at least what you are expected to do, your parents will feel, oh, this is such a big thing that has gone wrong in our life. At least one thing is right in our life. Our daughter is fine. things are going on well in her life. And then that is one thing less for them to worry. And that is also one way you are prepared to help them when the opportunity comes. Does it address your question?
Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna.
I have one.